Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
CBN News is reporting that ISIS, which is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, which is this force that's coming down, we've been talking about, of evilness coming down from Syria into Iraq and beheading, crucifying Christians, forcing women to marry in. And the doctrine of Islam is if you marry somebody into the religion of Islam, then they are Muslim at that point. Mm-hmm. But they're taken, when you do that, the doctrine also says that they are your concubine at that point. Mm. They take them as concubines, which is Old Testament language, which we don't have concubines anymore. And so this evilness is coming down. And our concern was in the beginning, as we begin to talk about this, and you're about to hear a report, is that our government wasn't looking at it as if it was a concern for America. Hmm. That, oh, this is just some of your people go, that's just them. Well, as Christians, you know, we're concerned about the persecution of human beings. I mean, we're concerned about people being beheaded. We're concerned about people being raped and forced into marriages. We're concerned about that. We shouldn't go politics or, hey, that's going to cost us way too much money. We should be thinking, how can we help these folks? That's how we as Christians should be thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But originally what was being said was, you know, that's their problem. You know, we don't have to, you know, be concerned with that. But now they're realizing that this ISIS group, they're trying to take over a piece of land. I mean, look, it's called the Islamic State. They're trying to develop an Islamic State through some of the folks in Iraq and Syria, so that they can have a caliphate and begin to just, and guess what they're doing? The reports are, you're about to hear, they're starting to build bombs and different things to be able to harm who? America. And if you've been listening to VFN TV daily radio program, you already know this. Because the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, told us, he said, America, this scud's for you. Mm-hmm. And this is what's taking place. Watch this.
Thanks for joining us for CBN News Today. I'm Charlene Aaron. U.S. lawmakers are calling for a new urgency to defeat the terrorist army on the march in Iraq. They say the terrorists are a threat to America. Dale Hurd has the story.
Iraqi men continue to volunteer to defend Baghdad as close to 10,000 terrorists from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, continue to advance toward the capital. With American advisors now on the ground in Iraq, there is new information that terrorists in Iraq and Syria present a clear and present danger to the American homeland.
There was no doubt in anybody's mind who briefed us that eventually the people who are trying to conquer Iraq and make an Islamic caliphate, run every Christian or kill every Christian in the Mideast, and they will hit us at home.
Officials are concerned that the fighting in Syria and Iraq is a terrorist training ground, and it's breeding cooperation between groups who want to hit the United States. Recent intelligence shows that two al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, one in Syria and one in Yemen, are working together to develop new non-metallic bombs that are difficult to detect and easier to smuggle onto commercial aircraft.
This collection, this relationship building that you see around the world, that's why those of us who do this for a living are so concerned about the security threat to the United States.
And in Iraq, U.S. officials are trying to persuade Sunni militiamen to fight back against ISIS, as they did nearly 10 years ago against al-Qaeda. But that may be a tough sell.
The reason this terrorist group has made so much progress is they have an ally in the Sunni population. But the Sunni population is literally doing a deal with the devil.
But Sunnis have been alienated by Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who's now lost much of Iraq to Sunni insurgents and is now trying to simply defend Baghdad. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Amazing. As we were talking about, we talked about who is ISIS, and we kind of defined that, so you can find it at the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, or you can find it in the programs at VFNTV.com, and you can watch the programs again. But, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham is talking about that these guys are a clear and present danger, that they are wanting to hit America. They're wanting to do something to America. And I think about when, you know, Pat and I was at a meeting with Congressman Jeff, you were there too, I think.
Miller.
Jeff Miller. And of all the things that he said, he's the one that heads up the VA from Congress viewpoint and all. And he said, it's getting scarier and scarier. And this is before ISIS. And what we're looking at right now, you look at this huge increase of a wave of a flood of evil. I mean, what happened in Syria was a flood that came into Syria. What happened in Iraq, a flood of evil began to pour over the borders of Iraq and the northern borders. It began to pour over these communities and towns and take these cities, Fallujah, and all these different towns in there. We're seeing a flood come over our borders in America, where we were reporting on this yesterday, but now it's been confirmed. We're talking about the prophetic word about pestilences and plagues, and you can hear that particular program because it'll encourage you, understanding it won't come near you if you walk with the Lord. But is that the SARS virus has been found in one case of SARS has come over the, which is a viral infection. I believe it's a flu, and it's very contagious. And you don't know if it's really happening or they're just wanting to report it's happening so they can create an atmosphere of tension and fear and all that type of thing. The Alinsky methodology is going on. But it's just, but you're seeing this flood happen, this huge flood. I mean, these people are not ignorant. I mean, they're very intelligent, and they have a viewpoint, and how they see things may be different than how you see things. But you can't just say, well, that's just stupid. Because if it's strategic and there's a plan and you don't gain this knowledge, he says God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People are thinking and strategizing and working together with this commotion called the Sea of Humanity, trying to organize the earth right now. And but the enemy is coming in like a flood. It seems like it's like everything. It's like seems like Washington, D.C. is underwater. It already came in already. But you're looking at the eco parts of the flood where the heat waves and the tornadoes and the storms and the earthquakes and tsunamis. And then you look at the economic aspect. It's like it's coming in like a flood. What's really strange is how that the economy shouldn't be, it should not be at the numbers it's at. It's sort of like just taking you to the highest cliff before they push you off. Yeah. It is not normal what's happening right now, based on the income wage, based on reports, my understanding of it, is that if whoever is working are getting the wages based on the 1980s, if not the 70s.
Yeah, Mark Cuban was just came out, and he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and he was saying that he believes, he's a billionaire, he has a lot of business and investments, he was saying that the next crisis is going to be student loans.
Yep.
Because there's no money. Since people can't pay back these student loans, and it's hampering them from buying the cars and buying other things that they would like to buy, but they've spent all their money getting an education. All and right. So he expects that to go down here in a short while, which is also going to force a lot of these colleges to close up.
He says it's going to crash, and then it's going to reboot. But you think about it, we're talking about healthcare overcharging you. You're talking about, you know, taxes being overcharged to you. But the truth is, look at education. It shot up higher than everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you think pretty highly of yourself if you're going to charge, you know, $150,000 to teach someone how to read. I mean, you know, a particular history book or a viewpoint that you don't even let critical thinking even happen on your campus anymore. But that's why I was encouraging earlier about the aspect of, you know, you're seeing these things come in like a flood, but understand in the middle of all that, this flood of evil, and these things are happening, you're thinking these crises happening after crisis after crisis. You know, this is what God says in his word in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. He says, so shall they hear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. So you're seeing this huge flood of evil. And if you are on the right timeline here and you're walking with God and you understand, you know, God's going to preserve his people. He loves human race. So he wants more people to enter into the light timeline, as we talked about. Well, understanding that, even in the midst of this great dark flood of what? Really? That God's raising up a standard. You're going to start seeing you know, college universities like Regent University rise to to take places that originally that Harvard and Yale actually had places like that in America originally. They taught, you had to have the Word of God, you had to read the Bible, be a part of your law degree and all that. And all of a sudden we're going to see standards raised up because you're looking at this big flood coming in of permission for abortion, but at the same time you're seeing standards risen in certain states and nations and certain states and cities. It's so large that it's shouting to the world, a standard has been raised in Texas in their viewpoint towards abortion. A standard has been raised in Florida in their viewpoint towards abortion with the, you know, baby alive bill and the recent bill that's saying that baby can be sustained in outside the womb, then it would be murder if you took that kid's life. It'd be, you can't do that. And so it's like, don't miss that God's raising up standards in the midst of all this. It's almost like God gives you over to stuff. He gives the people over to it so they can finally drown in it, not death drown, but just so much that they don't want it anymore. And then in the middle of that, all of a sudden, he just raises up a standard, a flag, the way it's supposed to go. And people go, look, a flag. Let's go towards that flag. Mm-hmm. There's hope there. And I'm seeing behind the scenes a whole new way of getting the news, a new way of being encouraged on a daily basis, a new way of the church being the church. I'm seeing just this great wave of hope that's coming against this wave of, you know, evil that's taking place. And the Lord showed me one particular night, he gave me and my wife a dream, two different viewpoints of this dream in the same night. And mine was that water was coming up from the seas, like, and it was just flooding the land, totally flooding, and there was no way to get away from it. And I believe Donna's was that water was coming from the sky and there was no way to get away from it. Because in the dream, I'm sitting on this particular back part of this building and I'm thinking, like, it's coming. I need to go to the high place. So I went up to the high place of this particular mountain and it was like, it was coming from the other way too. There was no way to get this flood. This is what's about to happen. You know, the glory of God's going to flood the earth and the enemy's evil is trying to flood it with evil, but God's going to raise a standard in the midst of that. So as I was saying, stay focused on the right timeline. Begin to look for the standards. Because you could say, you know, this is perplexing. Why is, you know, bad things happening at the same time good things are happening? It's because the enemy came in like a flood, hence bad thing. But God raised a standard, the good thing. So it's not because there's darkness happening and these different things are coming against society and marriage and family and finance and name it. Realize in the middle of that, because God's not a liar. He's not a man that he would lie, the son of man that he would change his mind. He said, I will raise a standard up against them. Because when you come up with a wave of evil, when you come up on a wave of evil, understand they're coming against God. Even if you have an unbeliever, you know, harm another unbeliever, God's concerned about both those people. And he didn't want that person to be hurt. He's a just God. He loves both of them. He's hoping one day that they would choose him. But his viewpoint is, yeah, the enemy may come in like a flood, but understand when he does that, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that I will raise a standard. And we're starting to see standards. We're starting to see, you know, new things happen in America. You're starting to see people go back to the original intent of the nation. People are actually picking up the Constitution and reading it. People are saying, we got to bring God back into our lives and our school and our workplace. You're seeing, you know, just battleships for God raise up and say, you know, these standards, a standard for God. And it's so encouraging. So I just wanted to tell you, you know, when you're looking at what's taking place over there with ISIS coming down, it's a clear and present tidal wave of darkness that could come to America. Senator Lindsey Graham is right. But understand, God can raise a standard. And one thing it looks like is going to come out of this situation in northern Iraq is the Kurds are going to get their own state. The Christian Kurds are going to get their own state. Although the, you know, some of the leaders are saying it's like walking through a minefield to be able to do it. It's going to be tough. But that's actually a standard, because if all that turns over to darkness and the dark way and the, you know, it becomes a caliphate, for example. But yet you have the Kurds, just like Israel, and their small piece of territory, a place that God can bless. And all of a sudden the standard would be the Kurds in northern Egypt. But and in Iraq, they're in Iraq as well, because Saddam Hussein when he was in power, he actually used chemical gas on the Kurds and killed like 5,000 or thousands of them by just using chemical weapons against them. Mm. God saw that. And potentially, you know, we can begin to believe God, that God's going to raise a standard up right there in the middle of all that. That's right in the center. That would be the center of this whole thing.
Wow.
That he'll raise a standard. And, you know, we just ask God that you would give the Kurds their own nation, their own state, and bless them in the midst of all of that, like you do, Israel, Father God. So I just want to encourage you, be strong, be courageous, understand the Lord is with you. Do not be terrified. Understand when the enemy comes in like a flood, our God is and will raise a standard.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.